and I have the machine on, and it sounds like congratulations are in order.
Thank you very much. Me and my wife, my two boys, we're very excited.
Walk us through the process about your interest in the position and what's happened since then.
Yes, sir. I'd say approximately two and a half months ago, a gentleman by the name of Mr. McShan called me and asked me if I'd be interested in the position at Bryan Independent School District. And I had seen the position posted on the TexasISD.com and had caught my eye several times. But Mr. McShan called and asked if I'd be interested in interviewing. Said my name had come up a few times in some meetings, and I said, well, yeah, I guess my wife and I, we'll talk about it. And I called him back a couple of days later and told him I'd be very interested in applying for the position then, and since he asked, and went through the interview process, went through the first round, would have been the Monday of spring break. The interview went fine. I enjoyed visiting with all seven board members. And then, of course, the second round came around, and interviewed with the board. We had dinner and visited and had a long talks about everything from educational testing to the budget crisis that we see in Texas right now. And I really enjoyed visiting with all seven of them. It's a good board. And I actually found out this afternoon, and actually I think you called before I actually knew about it. And so anyway, we're very excited about being there.
What's the professional interest in the position?
Well, the professional interest in it is that Texas A&M University is right there. You have a high expectation. You have a collegiate attitude in the whole community. We as a family like that. Of course, my wife is an RN, and we want our children going to college as well and being college ready. And also the fact that I have family in the Houston area, much closer, and Bryan Independent School District has a good reputation. It's got a good history. And we just want to be a part of it.
Well, you've also crossed over into my next question about the family interest and so forth. Sounds like you have the entire package.
We do. I've been blessed with a wonderful wife that is supportive of me and two beautiful boys that will enjoy coming down. Of course, they're going to have to start wearing maroon. I did go to Texas Tech University for a while, so they're going to have to go from red and black to maroon and white, I guess.
Well, at least you have the school colors right.
That's right.
The progression that you've taken professionally from teacher to administrator at the, if I understand correctly, the assistant principal level on to principal, and now you'll be entering your second superintendent's position, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct. I began my career in 1991 as a teacher and coach, and started in La Mesa, Texas, and then went to Mesquite Schools, Rockwall Schools, and then, of course, I was assistant principal of the year of Region 10 and as an assistant principal in 2001, and then I was also named Texas High School Principal of the Year in 2007, and then, of course, I did go into the superintendency here in Palestine. I've been here 3 years. I'm finishing my third year here. We've done a lot of great things in Palestine. We have brought up test scores. We have done very well. I'm very proud of this district. I'm very proud of the way the district's headed. And a lot of great things have happened in Palestine.
What have been the positive things that you've been able to go through, as well as some of the challenges that you've been able to address, and you feel satisfied leaving Palestine that you've been able to accomplish?
Yes, sir. First off, when I arrived, Palestine ISD was had a high school that was academically unacceptable. We were in what they call stage 4 reconstruction, which means that at that point in time, TEA had given the superintendent permission, or the authority, if you will, that you could have restructured the entire high school. Chose not to do that. I chose to come in and change up the direction of Palestine. with a lot of accountability, with high expectations. And the very first year, Palestine High School went to recognize and has been recognized the past 2 years. We also opened up an early college high school, kind of like your collegiate high school there in Bryan. We opened it up this year. Of course, because of budget cuts, we're having to close it, but we had a lot of students involved in that process. The academics have come up. We have passed a school bond here for $64 million. We had 8 projects going on. They're just about complete. The only thing that's not completed will be the new high school. By the time that 21 days pass and we all decide it's good, then the only thing that will not be finished is the high school. So we passed a bond for $64 million, which had not been done previously for 21 years. And the last bond package passed in Palestine was for $3 million. So I think we've brought a community together that has been maybe fragmented a little bit. We have brought in some good leaders, some high energy leaders, some leaders that love kids and have some academic. They have an academic background that's very strong, and so Palestine has academically really risen a great deal, and we're very proud of that.
So moving to the Bryan situation, what have been some of the questions you have asked of maybe the consultants as well as employees? And obviously you've had 2 rounds of interviews with the school board.
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit on congestion.
That's all right. The types of questions that you have asked of Bryan school board members and employees and so forth.
Yes, the only people I've talked to are the Board of Trustees. I've not talked to anyone else. Some of the questions they asked were just, how would you bring a community together? They asked the questions of academics, where are your stance on academics? How do you plan on improving those? And, of course, the first thing that we're going to look at is we're going to look at the individual scores. We'll look at subgroups. We'll look at subpopulations. We will look at our commended score. We've got to look at the commended score because with the new state assessment coming in, the STAR test, we've been told that you've got to look at your commended rate, and that will give you the best indication of how well your school district will do academically on the new STAR test. So we've got to look at the STAR test, look into that quite deep. We've also got to look at they asked about school finance. What are some of the things we did in Palestine in order to help with the budget crisis? So those were really the hot topics, if you will. Those were the situations that I think we had more conversations about those 3 things.
What about the questions that you posed to the Board of Trustees?
Well, the questions that I posed, first off, were what are the if you will, the hot buttons that you see there in Bryan? I asked them what their expectations were. Of course, if I am named the finalist of Bryan ISD, then the first week on the job, I will have a board training session the first week, and we will, as a team of 8, sit down and talk about the direction that Bryan needs to go. And then, of course, I've got an entry plan that I will bring in, and we will follow that, which will give me a framework and a direction to get to know the community. I get an opportunity to know the students, the teachers, the parents, the community, the leadership, the media. Give me an opportunity to meet most of the people there that I'd like to visit with and just see the direction that the community talks about and see which direction they see Bryan going. Because if the board sees the direction of the district going one way and the constituents and the people also see another, then that's something I want to report back to the school board, and we want to make sure we're all on the same page.
And apparently the Bryan board's pretty comfortable with that.
Yes, yes. The Board of Trustees have been great to work with. They're all very professional people, and I look forward to working with them.
You're moving from relatively small to a much larger district. I know that your administrative background includes Mesquite, which is obviously a real urban district, but being as a superintendent, what sort of challenges does that cause?
Oh, I think the only thing that really would cause it just be the size of it, the size of the district. But you still have the same frameworks. You still have the you still have the same processes. You just have different leaders to filter things through. I have different meetings on weekly, biweekly, and monthly meetings with my cabinet here, and I will have the same exact thing there in Bryan. Really and truly, the only thing that probably is a drawback as compared to Bryan to Palestine is I'm on the campuses here in Palestine. We have eight campuses here, or eight buildings, I should say, and I'm on them at least twice a week, and I can't be in every school in Bryan every day like I could be here in Palestine. That'll be something that'll be difficult for me because I enjoy the students so much, and most of the students here in Palestine ISD, all approximately 3,500 of them, know who their superintendent is, and I expect I'll work very diligently to make sure that all the students in Bryan know who their superintendent is.
Anything else from an introductory point to share with listeners in Bryan?
No, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to the board, and look forward to coming to Bryan. I look forward to bringing my family down there and becoming active in church and being active in the community and civic organizations and being a spokesperson for Bryan ISD. There is so much that Bryan has to offer, and I think that we need to shout several of those things from the rooftops. I'm not sure everybody knows just what all Bryan does have to offer, and we want to make sure that everybody knows just how great Bryan is and the potential that Bryan Independent School District brings to those students that do go to Bryan.